Young farmers are bringing new water and high tech to the historic farming region of Bothwell in the Central Highlands. Here's Fiona Breen to tell us more about a couple of young blokes making some big changes.
Weasel Dam sits amongst the hills just north of Bothwell. After snow and heavy rains in winter, it's absolutely full. For 28-year-old Will Bowden, it's a sight he's rarely seen.
For the past 3 years, I haven't been able to fill it. Last year was a particularly dry year, and we drew it down to less than a quarter of capacity. And in the last month, with the recent snowfall and rainfall, it's filled and almost overfilled and is spilling. And just yesterday, my brother and his friends ran over a fish on the road into the dam. So,
wow. Bit of an unusual occurrence up here. The dry has prompted the family to buy more irrigation water. It's also inspired Will Bowden to adopt technology that makes it easier to work with.
At the Weasel Dam, just in the process of automating the valve that releases the water from the dam, it's a time-consuming process that I have to do almost every couple of days during the irrigation season. So, saving time by doing this.
How's that being achieved? I notice you're putting up some solar panels.
It'll be solar operated, have a magnetic flow meter and a actuated butterfly valve that I can control remotely.
On your phone?
Yeah, on the phone, on the computer.
Is this something that you're doing across the different properties?
Yeah, across all of our properties we're automating the irrigation to make it efficient, less time consuming. It consumes all of my time during the irrigation season, so I'm aiming to change that.
So it's a big job.
Yeah, it's a huge job.
A huge job to irrigate, but also a huge job to switch over the farm.
Oh, definitely.
Because you've got a few irrigators as well, pivots.
Yeah, quite a few irrigators. And, you know, so if one shuts down and I haven't been to it in 24 hours, that's 24 hours of lost irrigation. And during the peak evaporation periods, that can be hugely detrimental to the crop.
The irrigation allows the Bowdens to grow more feed for their sheep and cattle, and it gives them the chance to grow more crops commercially. A few kilometres away, Russell Fowler is also in the middle of some big irrigation developments. He's enlarging a dam, laying irrigation pipes, and setting up a new automated pivot system.
We're adapting from towable pivots, smaller towable pivots, into big pivots that water larger areas.
Because this 10 span, how much area does that irrigate?
So this one waters 100 hectares.
All the irrigation will be automated. That's one big thing for a start. So you can do it all from a smartphone or control it?
Yeah, as part of that, we're going to all mains power, basically, that we can, you know, switch on and switch off nice and easily. We've got an electric fence unit in the centre. We've got a tank that's going to have tank monitoring on it as well, so we can keep all aspects of what's happening under the pivot monitored.
So can you sit in the ute like we are now and operate it all?
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, wherever, you know, you can operate it basically from all around the globe, just off a smartphone.
Russell Fowler's using the new water to set up a new system of rearing lambs. The pivot wheels are designed to cross over the fences. They sort of bend down under the weight. And it allows him to move sheep between smaller areas within the circle while still watering different crops.
Yeah, so one quarter will have poppies in it. Another quarter will have lucerne. And then what we've done is in each quarter, we've set it up like a cell grazing system when it's in a fodder grazing stage. So there will be two wire electrics in that quarter, and that can run between, depending on how heavy they are, but between 900 and 1,000 lambs, and they just rotate continuously through that 25 hectare block in 5 hectare wedges.
And you've got this system, or you will have this system running with several different irrigators?
Yeah, so this is the first one we've done. I've been developing it for a few years, the system, and now we've got another pivot coming next month, and we're doing the same setup. So this sort
what
of
sort of length is that one?
So that's a 9-span pivot doing 70 hectares. And it's basically trying to set up its own self-sustaining system, basically. So, yeah, each pivot has an area of poppies and each pivot has an area of lucerne and grass. And
it's a huge change for this 7-generation farming family.
Yeah, it's amazing that even, you know, in my relatively brief time farming, the increase in these changes in the last, you know, even 2 years, Dad's sort of, yeah, can't believe how quickly it's all moving and how much change has happened.
And the efficiencies?
Yeah, there's a lot of efficiencies there. I mean, you know, just even we used to have to drive down of an evening to make sure the pivots were running, you know, and you might go down, check it, and then an hour later it's stopped and you don't know, and it's watered all night. Whereas now we can, you know, we don't have to do that. So all those night times checking pivots, we don't have to do anymore. So it's really more efficient in terms of, you know, what we've got to do of an evening or weekends. And
it's going to be a massively different area around here, around Bothwell.
It's creating so much for the town and the area. These more intense systems require, you know, more staff to make sure that you can, you know, keep on top of everything. So it's generating more jobs.
That was Russell Fowler. He's on a farm just out of Bothwell, and he was chatting there to Fiona Breen. And before that, we heard from Will Bowden.